Terrain connectivity and exposure. Different views. When we're traveling in the backcountry, we want to pair our pre-trip planning with field observations. It's really important to take photos during the approach so we have something to reference back to as we get closer. The picture below is of the same slope, one taken from the approach and the other from the top. What aspects of Cherry Bowl would be hard to navigate if you didn't have the first perspective? Would you know that there is cliffs down below? Slope size and overhead exposure. We're always looking up and thinking of our overhead hazards. We may feel we're in a safe spot, but we need to take a good look around and make sure we have identified all of the hazards. What's above us? What's across from us? How large is the slope? And how big of an avalanche could this produce? In the photo above, we can see that the snowmobiler had large overhead hazard, and the runout zone is into a terrain trap, the gully. The slope is very connected with few terrain features breaking up the slope. This person is extremely lucky that the avalanche they triggered was not larger and did not propagate across the entire slope. Slope connectivity. How connected is the terrain we're on? What would happen if we remote triggered something? Would the avalanche propagate across the entire slope? Or are there any terrain features to break up the propagation of the avalanche? In the terrain shown below, we'd want to be confident that no persistent weak layer with the ability to propagate was present before riding there. If a weak layer like surface hoar existed in this area, something we encounter often throughout the winter, it's easy to imagine the entire bowl releasing if triggered. Even gentle terrain isn't safe if connected to steeper slopes above. From low angle ground, we could still remotely trigger a slide that affects the whole bowl. This picture is a bit wild below. It's a really good example of terrain connectivity and how far an avalanche can propagate with no significant terrain features to break it up. The culprit for this impressive avalanche is a widespread persistent weak layer. Uniform slope. Looker's left on the photo below shows us some terrain options where the slope is broken up by benches and trees. Looker's right is a great example of a uniform slope. What would the consequence be if we triggered something on here? While uniform slopes can increase the consequence of a large propagating avalanche when the right conditions are present, the less convoluted a slope is, the more evenly distributed the snow will be, resulting in fewer common trigger points, like convexities and thin spots.